The report from the Barnum second graders. You may recall Al Lund is the teacher down there, and Al and his teacher, Mrs. Votito, I believe I got that right. Anyway, his principal is also helping the students, or has become involved in phenology herself. But this week, Al sent along a note saying that one of his second grade students joined the 4-H club in her area because she had heard that they were having a phenology fun Friday night. And turns out she's the youngest new member of the 4-H club in her area, and she's getting into it. She's still out there doing phenology besides what she's doing for school. So pay attention. These kids they're just special. And this is Michael. Remember, these are second graders.
Good morning. I have observed a total of 28 sandhill cranes so far this spring. I have also seen a cottontail rabbit, and I watched 60 frog eggs hatch at the pond. Clark observed a male downy woodpecker eating from a suet feeder, and he saw a pigeon on his barn. Clark also notes that there are birds, lots of birds, but not too much. Jackson noted that the grass is all green and the cattails are out at his house, and he has been rolling in a barrel at his grandma's house on Tuesday. Jackson's grandma saw a black bear. Jackson and his family observed the super moon Wednesday night. Rylan has been busy catching the snails and tadpoles. The blood root and marsh marigolds are blooming in full force at Mr. Lund's house. Mr. Lund is now looking forward to searching for moral mushrooms on the forest floor. It was a beautiful evening for observing the last supermoon of 2020. On Wednesday night, Ms. Vito continues to observe the interactions of the beavers and loons in the pond near her house. It is yet to be determined to what kind of arrangement these two water-loving critters will come to on the pond. This is Michael reporting for Mr. Lund's second grade class at Barnum Elementary School, where we are seeking to make a census of our natural surroundings with our senses.
Thank you, Michael. Nice job. Second grade Michael, what a great report. Lots of things in there. Sandhill cranes, downy woodpeckers, tadpoles, black bears, super moon, the bloodroot, cowslips, and searching for morel mushrooms. All sorts of things that are happening down there. I love the line, lots of birds, but not too much. And that's the truth. You can't have too much birds.